sure that's not that. How far are they from where you live then?
Four stops on tube.
Oh, well, that's quite a long way, isn't it?
Well, it was about 2 miles.
Yeah, well, you're out of the parking to go to the football zone, aren't you?
Yeah.
I don't think Dad, people don't drive to the stadium to watch Arsenal play.
No, not in London, no, no. Bristol City have got approval, or turn it the other way around, Sainsbury's have got approval, went back to Bristol Planners this week, and the planning subcommittee said no, but the main committee said yes, to allow Sainsbury's to build on Aston Gate. And then their existing store at Winterstoke Road is going to be houses. And then 30 million comes, I was telling Thomas, 30 million comes out of the Sainsbury's buying Aston Gate, which goes towards Bristol City's new ground out to the left past David Lloyd, right? Where it used to be a rubbish dump. Is all green, and then people who live over the other side say it's town green, and there's a big debate about that now, and that's the only thing stopping the new stadium going up. But Lansdowne, who Thomas was at school with, the son, what's the boy's name?
John,
right? He and Hargreaves, Ford Hargreaves Lansdowne, you heard the name, right? Between them, they're worth about 1 billion. Hargreaves is slightly more than 500 million, and Lansdowne somewhat less than 500 million. He sold £100 million worth of Hargreaves Lansdowne shares in the last couple of years for the Bristol City, basically. And he now lives in Jersey as a tax exile. And they built that business out with about 800 staff, all on big, massive mail shops all over the country. So we could get a decent football ground eventually.